Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state, as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And Bill Olson is on the road. He's down in South Texas to a big show, McAllen, if memory serves me right. But our producer, Bob Vance, known far and wide as Audio Bob.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Good to be here, Harold.
Hey, I appreciate your help. Well, you're multitasking today.
I am. I'm running the show and talking.
I just throw in chewing gum and you've got it made.
Anyway, I'll fall over myself.
Our guest today, though, good friend Kerry O'Day, MG Arms Incorporated. Kerry is just a wizard gunsmith, gun builder, but a lot of advice. We've got seasons coming up. We're going to be doing shotguns and then rifles because, you know, bird season is the first official season coming up. It's the 1st of September. And just cover a lot of things and how to get ready, how to maybe make something a little bit better. Well, he's got a wealth of information. He's been at it for a long time. So we've got that and a whole bunch more. So right now we're going to ease on down the road for a bit and remind you that you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. And speaking about Bill Olson not being here, I mean, this summer is full of all kind of shows. And, of course, he sets up his booth for Texas Outdoors Journal magazine at all of the really good ones. But he gave me a report that God and the Great Outdoors Expo last week in Tyler. And Bill said it was like probably the best show he's ever been
to. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He just said it was absolutely fantastic. The crowds were great. A lot of activities, a lot of stuff going on. Just quite a show, and a really big turnout of our listeners and all of our stations in East Texas and over in Louisiana showed up and said, hey, you know, we heard it here.
Oh, great.
That makes us feel
real
good.
Yeah. People are back.
Yeah. Looking at some news items, but here's one. Probably I'm glad because Bill's not here because we know how he feels about electric vehicles.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
He's made that known.
But the biggest, you know, one of the really big problems with electric vehicles, of course, is the cost of the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they're made with lithium. And where do we get that? Well, we get it from China, right? So there you go. Anyway, geologists, though, have discovered the world's two largest deposits of lithium in Southern California.
Wow.
And along the Oregon-Nevada border.
Hmm.
As Yahoo Finance reports, the California deposit located in the Salton Sea, been there, includes an estimated 18 million tons of lithium, which could be worth up to $540 billion and meet America's demand for decades. Fox Business adds that a 28-mile by 22-mile swath of Oregon-Nevada border region holds another 20 to 40 million tons of lithium.
Wow. Hey.
So, get to digging.
Yeah.
And get those costs down. You got something?
Yeah, I do. You know, I've got a story here I found on Outdoor Life, and this story is, if anybody can hear my voice, they know that this is true. Hunting and fishing makes us better environmental stewards.
Yes.
Lead investigator or lead researcher says that killing animals under fair chase conditions connects us to our ecosystem, quote, in a way that makes us understand it, care for it, and look after it. A team of researchers found this in a study that explored the connection between recreational hunters and anglers and their environment. Their conclusion is one that many of us have known to be true for a very long time, that hunting and fishing can make us better stewards of our land and water. Among other things, they found that by engaging with animals on a closer level and, quote, thinking like a deer or, quote, reading a river, we are more in tune with these animals and can understand their needs better. Researchers say that, quote, we suggest humans should not retreat from nature, but instead become as connected as possible to their local ecosystems. Drawing an extensive body of literature from philosophy, anthropology, ecology, and other fields, we demonstrate how hunters and anglers can serve as optimal stewards under certain conditions precisely because catching, killing, and eating wildlife can become a route to stewardship responsibility.
There you go. Yeah. Some of us have known that for a long time. Especially in the great state of Texas and Louisiana. All right. Sometimes people do it right from our friends at American Rifleman there, the armed citizen. Woman in Austin, Texas, called police around 5:30 a.m. This past April, saying a man was trying to break in. Then that he succeeded, followed by the sound of gunshots. Police found the home invader, a 61-year-old stranger to the residence, dead at the scene. No charges are expected to be filed against the residents.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, taking out the garbage.
That's kind of what happens.
Yep.
Hey, I've also seen that Texas State, I've got this on where? Texas Outdoor Journal.
Ah.
Website. Texas State Parks. Texas State Park Pass is about to increase on September 1st. The Texas State Park Pass, which gives pass holders and their guests unlimited free day use access to all 88 state parks, is increasing its annual price from $70 to $95 on September 1st. This is only the second time the price has increased since the program was instituted in 2004. The marketing director, brand manager said that they hope that they take advantage of this in the next few months by getting the annual state parks pass before the price increase. And if you've always thought about investing in a park pass, this is a perfect time to do it. Texas State Park Passes can be found on their website at texasstateparks.reserveamerica.com or in person at most state parks. You can also go to visit.texas.gov. to find out more.
There you go. Well, as we said earlier, you know, hunting seasons are coming up. Well, of course, what do you need? You need firearms. You need ammunition. A great place to get that next weekend. Houston Gun Collectors Association. They've been putting on great gun shows since 1950. That's over 70 years. And this is their somewhat regular gun show in the Heights at their meeting place. And that's the Northside Columbus Club. That's at 607 East Whitney. That's just one street north of Cross Timbers between Yale and Airline. Lots of free parking there. Collectible and modern firearms, ammunition, accessories. It's about 80 tables, so you get a chance. You can work the whole show, maybe make an offer on something. Okay, not accepted. Well, then come back later. You know, you can work it and make some deals. And these are a great, great bunch of guys. In fact, while you're there, you ought to ask about joining the club because their monthly meetings are really fun and very, very informative. But anyway, Saturday, July 27th, 9 to 4 p.m. Let's say, great one-day show. You can get tickets now at hgca.org or at the door, because it's just $10. People under 12, people, kids, are free under 12. Free parking. Kitchen's going to be open. They're serving up breakfast tacos, hamburgers, hot dogs, desserts, and more. Just a real fun show. Again, the Northside Columbus Club, 607 East Whitney, in the Heights area. It's the Houston Gun Collectors Gun Show in the Heights. And, I'm sorry, my allergies are trying to act up. Yeah. Let's take a look at the leaderboard for the CCA State of Texas Anglers Rodeo. And I'm going to get the right page, because I always like to start with the Little Nippers, and that's the Star Kids Scholarship Division. These kids are vying for a $30,000 scholarship, but they go all the way down to fourth runner-up that will get $2,500. So there's a lot of prizes there. Right now, the Sheepshead leader, 7-pound, 13-ounce, Cadence Smith, she's 10. Gaffed Up leader, 6-pound, 4-ounce, Easton Deeds, who is 7. Star Teens Scholarship Division, again, the leader will get a $30,000 scholarship. Sheepshead leader, 7-pound, 13-ounce, Cooper Stathakos, who is 14. Gaff Top, 5-pound, 12-ounce, Carter Kuru, who is 17. In the Anglers Rodeo, the inshore division, and this is based on the weight of the fish, leader currently Sheepshead, 7-pound, 8-ounce, John Nixon. Gaff Top, 7-pound, 9-ounce, Clifton Williams. Black Drum, 13-pound, 2-ounce, Rayfield Connolly the third. The Hoffpower inshore division, Kingfish leader, 55-pound, 7-ounce, Braden Bennies. Dorado, 34-pound, 8-ounce, Brady Davis. Ling, 61-pound, 20-ounce, Michael May. Red Snapper, Mark Hudman, and his is 21 pounds, 8 ounces. Of the tagged redfish out there, the people who get those things, and there's like 125 of them out there swimming where you fish, you will get a brand new F-150 Ford, Haney boat, Mercury motor, Coastline trailer, the works, about $150,000 package. And right now, one has been qualified. Zeke Wiltsey now has several new friends. Blue Tag Division, that's the boat, motor, and trailer. One right now, Adrian Gutierrez, and he's also got some more friends that are going to say, let's go fishing. Anyway, let us take a break, because we've got a lot more information for you coming around the corner right after this. America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Haha! But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Bantz. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind. That is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good that original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I have some at my place I've had over 20 years. They're still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as the name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories at blind.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the blind, and that is BLYND.com. And dealer inquiries are certainly welcome. And right now, you know, you can find these at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, Boo's Paint in Gonzales, and, of course, all the Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Okay. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend and Monday are three good days. Tuesday and Wednesday are our two best days for the week. Thursday, Friday, next Saturday, a trio of good days. Next Sunday slips to fair. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. On Wednesday and Thursday, game will feed from mid-afternoon until either side of sunset. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday will see a major time shift, with game actively feeding from well before sunrise until late morning. This Sunday, July 21st, we will have a full moon. By next Saturday, July 27th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide. This Sunday and Monday will have a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Tuesday, a three tide day with two highs and one low. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday each have a double tide schedule. Next Saturday, another three tide day with two low tides and just one high. Next Sunday has a double tide schedule. And speaking of the Gulf, have you heard? The Boat Stop Complex now has Boat Stop Marina, located on Laguna Shores Road in Flower Bluff. It provides easy access from the mainland to the upper Laguna Madre east side, crash channels, intercoastal waterway, Packery Channel, and great mid-coast fishing. Boat Stop Marina provides an ultra-wide 45-foot dual launch ramp, boat slip parking, plus parking for vehicles and boat trailers, 20-amp shore power, ice machine, scenic picnic area, commercial-grade fish cleaning station for the day's catch. Need a place to store your boat, beach buggy, or more? Well, check out Boat Stop Storage's super clean and spacious units available in 30, 35, 40, and 80-foot lengths. There are five boat wash bays, GFI outlets in all units, security personnel, and excellent customer service. Pulling a boat with an RV? Then visit Sunset Ridge RV Resort. It's just up Graham Road, conveniently situated between Boat Stop Marina and Boat Stop Storage. There you'll find spacious sites for RV, vehicle, and boat, plus first-class amenities. Boat Stop Marina private and commercial memberships are available. A Boat Stop Marina membership is complimentary with the rental of a unit at Boat Stop Storage and is available for Sunset Ridge RV Resort guests. For more information, visit BoatStopMarina.com. BoatStopStorage.com, SunsetRidgeRVResort.com, or call Boat Stop Marina at 361-937-2423. That is 361-937-2423. What a facility that is. Let's get a report. What do we got going on the coast, Bob?
Yeah, well, let's roll over to Bolivar. The fishing is excellent. There are plenty of redfish, croakers, along with sand trout, sheep's head, black drum, speckled trout, and crabs caught along the jetty, with plenty of stingrays and sharks. Pompano and the occasional jack crevalle are still running. The surf is producing redfish and black drum, gaff top, lots of stingrays and bigger sharks along the whole peninsula, with high activity towards Gilchrist and High Island. East Galveston Bay, calm conditions have allowed anglers to drift open bay reefs and catch speckled trout on live shrimp under popping corks and on soft plastics. Waders are finding better fish in the Bolivar surf. Plenty of various size speckled trout, black drum, sheep's head, and redfish are caught on live shrimp, croakers, and topwater lures. Alligator, gar are abundant. Over in West Galveston Bay, it's good for speckled trout, redfish, and a few black drum along the rocks near Texas City. Live shrimp has been best. Boaters drifting west on Galveston Bay with live croaker are picking up decent trout over deep shell. Those wading with croaker are finding good trout and redfish near deep guts along the shoreline. In the Freeport area, fishing has been good on the surf and trout and redfish in the morning on topwaters and down south lures. Bastrop Bay, Chocolate Bay, Christmas Bay have been steady under the birds with trout and redfish. Rockport trout are great on croaker along grass and rocks in 3 to 4 feet of water with a popping cork, and shrimp have been producing in flats while drifting. Redfish have been good on shrimp and cut skipjack or mullet in flats. Black drum are great on live or dead shrimp and fish bites in drains and sand pockets and along oyster beds. Port Aransas redfish are good on shrimp and cut bait. Trout are good with croaker on shrimp free lined along rocks. Surf fishing has been producing good reds and along with trout in the first and second gut with an occasional shark. Corpus Christi drum have been schooled back up, biting on dead or live shrimp. Redfish bite has been non-existent. Trout are good on piggy perch on rocks, reefs, or deep water grass. Baffin Bay tide is low, so watch for those exposed rocks. Big trout are good in the back of the bay in white sand with pink and silver and bone and silver topwater plugs. Trout are getting ready to spawn in the full moon. Redfish are good schooling shorelines and spoil islands, hitting gold spoons. Waves of flounder in the bay are good with heavy lead head with a flaming gulp. Fish in 5-6 feet of water in the channels around midday. Port Mansfield fishing is good for redfish and trout. Best action has been early in the morning in very shallow water for the reds. Calm conditions in the morning have us tossing Mansfield knockers in and near flickering bait. Later in the day, we're moving out a little deeper and closer to the intercoastal canal for good solid trout. In South Padre, trout are abundant on the gas well flats and west side of the unnecessary island with live shrimp. The intercoastal at Three Islands has turned out for trout, flounder, and redfish. Eating-sized black drum, the small schools coming off the sand on the east side. Mangrove snapper are excellent at the jetties and the end of Brownsville Channel. And Port Isabel, trout are abundant in the Gaswell Flats and in the west side of Unnecessary Island with live shrimp. The intercoastal in Three Islands has turned on for trout, flounder, and redfish. Eating black-sized drum in the small schools coming off the sand on the east side. This sounds like South Padre. It's pretty much the same report. Mangrove snapper and excellent are excellent on the jetties and the end of Brownsville Channel.
Looks to me like it's the same report.
Yeah,
too.
I think it is.
I wonder if that's a typo.
No,
you got to be careful. You know,
just double it.
Put a script in front of you, and then you read it. Think Biden.
Hey,
think some. Pause.
No, that requires no thinking.
Right. And pause.
Sorry.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Pause. Okay. Anyhow, let's go inland. Let us go to the Piney Woods. Okay. Conroe. Catfish are still good. Seems like the spawn is winding down as few fish have eggs in them now and not nearly as bunched up on spots, but there are a lot more little bitty catfish being caught with some good eaters, and you can expect this to continue until the water cools in the fall. Largemouth bass are still the fall. Come on, please. Anyway, largemouth bass are still doing good offshore and on docks, working monster worms slowly. Fork, black bass are chasing topwater patterns early in the day and later in the day when it's dark. Check out the brush piles as big bass are using them to feed on crappie. Brim are excellent in the shallows on woolly boogers and small poppers. Lake of the Pines. Channel cats are good in 15 to 20 feet of water in the bridge shade. Channel cats, the bite is in 3 to 4 feet of water under the trees. Crappie are good in 16 to 25 feet in standing timber with minnows on a cork. Solid summer patterns holding steady for bass. They're good with schooling activity starting to pick up. Follow the shad to find the bass. There's still some bass in the bushes along the banks, pitching Texas-rigged worms, jigs, or wacky rigs. Bass are good on brush piles on points in the south end of the lake in 15 to 25 feet of water. With deep-running crankbaits, jigs, wacky worms, and Texas rigs working, the north end of the lake is producing catches on the grass and the bushes. Livingston. White bass, excellent in 10 to 20 feet of water with white and chartreuse duck tracker slabs. Nacogdoches. Largemouth are excellent off the bottom in 18 to 25 feet of water on deep diving crankbaits. Carolina rigs and drop shots. Crappie are excellent on brush piles with crappie jigs. Sam Rayburn. Catfish are all over the lake in 20 feet of water and in 12 feet of water in the creek channels. White bass are on points in the south end of the lake near the dam. Limestone. Catfish are being caught in 15 to 20 feet of water this week. Crappie are in 12 to 18 feet on brush piles. White bass are in 7 to 14 feet using Silver War Eagle Super Spoons. Target docks with lights at night using Beetle Spins. Largemouth bass are biting on topwaters at daylight, then off the docks. Standing timber, brush piles, bulkheads, rocks with Texas rigs, swim jigs, Carolina rigs.
Hey, let's roll over to the southwest in the High Plains Lakes. Allen Henry, crappie are good in 10 to 35 feet on jigs and minnows. OH Ivy, white bass are good, very good at night under lights on live bait. Channel catfish are fair on cut shad and shrimp. Bronig, channel catfish are good on rock line and reeds along cheese bait. And bass are fair along reed lines on plastics. Calaveras, blue catfish are good on drop-offs and rock piles on shrimp and cut bait. Cut bait channel cats are good around rock lines on cheese bait. Falcon, there continues to be limited launching at Zapata County Boat Ramp, so most people are using the state park. There is boat access from Arroyo Valeno on the main river channel, but water is shallow. Catfish are excellent in 5 to 10 feet of water with fresh cut or live bait. Keeper catfish are in shallow timber in 3 to 5 feet of water with shrimp, stink bait, or small shad. Alligator gar, rod, and reels is good with cut carp or tilapia. Bass are good in 8 to 20 feet of water on hard bottoms with plastic worms and crankbaits.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Hill Country. Brady, yeah. Summer fishing patterns are holding steady with the best bites early and late in the day. Channel cats are good using worms and cut bait. Brian, the lake is full and anglers are reporting good catches of catfish on minnows. Buckhannon, striper fishing is improving. Live bait has been hit and miss, and the same with trolling patterns. Nothing has been very consistent day to day. Just keep changing things up. Topwater schools are showing up all over the lake and are starting to stay up long enough so you can get close. How about the hunting report?
And as Bill says, on the hunting scene.
Yeah.
Both of these are through August 31st. Javelina season in the south zone and squirrel season on all the counties of where they're open. Both of those are going through August 31st. For specific information on bag limits, season dates, and other restrictions, as always, consult the Texas Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual, the TPWD website, or Outdoor Annual app.
What have you been driving?
Are you taking advantage because Bill's not here?
Yeah, I wish I had a plug-in that I could talk about, but I haven't had one of those in a while, fortunately. This absolutely one of the most beautiful vehicles I have ever seen and had the thrill of driving, and that is the 2024 Lexus LC500 convertible.
Wow, convertible.
Oh, my. Mm. Copper crest was the paint job.
Yeah.
But it changed colors based on the sun, you know.
Oh.
Interior leather, blue and white. Oh, my. 5-liter V8 pumping out 471 horsepower. Made it a 10-speed automatic transmission. Rear-wheel drive. Active sport exhaust. Sounds good. Adaptive variable suspension. Performance brakes with aluminum calipers. And yeah, it had paddle shifters. I'm telling you, man, this thing, you talk about a beaut to drive, and scary fast, just scary, but wonderful exhaust note. Power soft top with active roll bars. Lexus safety system, lane tracing assist, road sign assist. I mean, it reads the road signs, and it kind of shows up on your dash. It'll tell you what the speed limit is supposed to be.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's magic. The Lexus interface with a 12.3-inch touchscreen. And it automatically, when you turn your phone on, it just connects it. Because I'm sitting there, I get a phone call, and I'm going, why is it so loud? And it's coming out of the dash. You know, instead of having to go through a bunch of stuff to sync your phone to it, it just does it.
Hmm.
So, very, very cool.
It knows.
Wi-Fi connect, of course. Extra goodies on this, though. Like I said, that blue and white interior, fabulous. Bespoke build package. It even says on there, bespoke.
Bespoke.
That's
it's
how
a new
I am.
Buzzword these
that's
days.
How, yes, bespoke. Like those suits on Savile Row in London. Anyway, aniline leather is what I said. All-weather package, heated steering wheel, windshield de-icer, 21-inch forged gloss black metallic alloy wheels with a machined finish. Just beautiful. Heads-up display. Makes you feel like you're in a jet. Mark Levinson premium audio system. Climate concierge with upper body heating. Oh, and of course the premium paint. Just an absolutely fabulous vehicle. 15 miles in the city, 25 on the highway. I probably got a little less because I kept my foot in it most of the time. I mean, thank goodness for the Beltway. Anyway, just a fabulously beautiful car. Again, the Lexus 2024 LC500 convertible. I always like to say there ain't no bad Lexus. It's just a matter of budget. And so this one, this is Bob Vance money.
Yeah.
$117,675.
Hey, you know.
Plus TT&L.
Write a check.
Yeah, plus TT&L.
But there's plenty of room in the trunk for hunting and fishing gear,
that's
correct?
Right. Yeah. That's right. Well, I put a couple of bags of deer corn in it. But just I mean, sometimes you just got to have fun, okay? And we're going to have fun with our guest and friend, Kerry O'Day. And we're going to be back with Kerry right after this.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. And that's the secret, because they eat only what they need, so there's like a more than a 2-to-1 savings from a normal protein feeding. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for whitetail deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The whitetail blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed whitetail deer and wildlife, and pigs and raccoons don't mess with it. That's what I like. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. And this is where I always like to say, O'Day, can you see? Anyway. Hey, Kerry, how you doing, man?
I am wonderful. How about you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Thanks for joining us. We've got, you know, seasons coming up, and you and I talked before the show. Let's start off talking about shotguns, because our first official season is September 1,
right,
with a white-winged dove. So, here, I've got my shotgun now. What can I do to it?
Of course, you need to make sure that it's clean and functioning correctly. That's the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have the old 1100s or any of your gas guns, you want to change all your gas seals, clean out your ports, decarbonize everything to make sure it's going to work 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And then start worrying about chokes and what kind of shooting and patterns you're going to be needing.
Well, and you need to pattern that thing, too. A lot of people don't do that. Get out there and hang up some butcher paper and kind of see where things are hitting. Of course, practice, I've always felt like getting out to the sporting clays range is the best way for something like that. Because the thing about the sporting clays ranges, they're very accommodating. If you've got to sit in, like a right-to-left passing shot is your problem, then they'll just keep flinging it for you. And, you know, you don't have to run through the whole course.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to do that. What else, though, as far as is customizing or fit is very important? You know me. I mean, you've cut down practically everything I own because my arms are so short. So what can people do to improve, getting that shotgun up to their cheek?
You know, for over 100 years, shotguns were made at 13.5-inch length pull. Then all of a sudden, about 20 years ago, they changed the standard length pull from 13.5 to 14.25 or 14.5. And in most cases, it's too long for people.
Mm-hmm.
They did it because of sporting clays, which is probably the most exciting shotgun event out there right now, or five stand. But we see an awful lot of people where the gun is sliding off their shoulder down into, you know, part of their arm and bruising them more. If a gun fits you correctly, it's going to be a pleasant to shoot. So just having a gunsmith being able to measure you correctly, putting the right soft recoil pad on there, and being able to shoot it that way makes a big difference. Plus, you can change what you would call the angle of the recoil pad. In other words, the toe or the heel being the top, the toe being the very bottom. So it will bring your barrel up higher if you were shooting underbirds consistently, or it can bring your barrel lower if you're shooting over the top of them consistently.
Well, you actually shorten the stock and change the angle like you're talking about now on that Courtney stalking rifle of mine.
That's right. Yeah, it made a huge difference because that had such high sight and high rib system to it, you couldn't get your head up into it correctly until we changed the angle.
Well, because, you know, one, I have no neck, and my length of pull is like, what, 10 inches? I mean,
I think you're actually, if I remember, at 11.5 or 12 inches.
Ah, well, Bob, you got something?
Yeah, Kerry, you were talking about chokes just a little earlier. Is there an advantage over having a custom choke over just a standard choke?
Well, a lot of times, you know, custom chokes like a Mueller or a Briley, I mean, they're expensive. Some of them can run up to $250 or $300 a choke. But you're able to get even tighter or looser patterns depending on what you want. You can have extended chokes, which will give you a little bit more velocity out of your gun. You can also, like I've got a Perazzi, which came with 26-inch barrels. I normally shoot 28s, so I had custom chokes made that were an inch longer, so it feels more like a 28-inch gun instead of a 26-inch gun now. So, yeah, they do make a difference in there. As far as really making a difference patterning, I don't see that much difference. A lot of it turns out to be mental. So the girl who works for me who shoots sporting clays and nationally ranked, she shoots the Mueller chokes, and she says they're absolutely the best thing in the world. But when you go out and pattern them compared to a Briley, you know, we don't see any difference in patterning. So a lot of it is what's up in your mind as far as making it work.
There you go. Well, I know what's a patterning on our mind, of course, and that's taking care of some of our good sponsors. So bear with us, Kerry, and we're going to take a short break, and then we shall be back with Kerry O'Day, MG Arms, Inc., right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
The CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, Memorial Weekend to Labor Day. Fish all summer to win a Ford F-150 truck and boat package or any of 100 prizes in seven divisions. There's over $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. Sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance, Transport, Dargle Boats, and Lone Star Beer. There's a winner spotted. Is it you? Sign up at startournament.org. Sign up now.
The granddaddy of all hunting shows is back. The 2024 Hunters Extravaganza. August 2nd through the 4th at the NRG Center. Fun for the whole family. Check out our hunting seminars, the latest in hunting equipment, last season's best bucks in our annual deer contest, and for the little hunters, games, live alligators, snakes, and more. August 2nd through the 4th at the NRG Center. For details and tickets, go to huntersextravaganza.com.
Okay, welcome back. Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bob Vance, our guest today, Kerry O'Day, MG Arms, Inc. We're talking shotguns. At what point, Kerry, does somebody want to go to the expense, because things that can be done to shotguns, where you look at that situation of moving the stock, you know, the cast on, cast off, things like that?
We do probably 15 to 20 of those a year. Mm-hmm. So it is not a really specific thing that needs to be done unless you are shooting a ton of sporting clays or five stand or skeet. And then what will happen is you want to have your eye right over the top of everything so you can pick up the targets faster. And that is where we can bend the stock to go and make it easier for you to be able to see over the top. And again, most stocks are right-handed. Mm-hmm. If you're a left-handed shooter, shooting an over-under, it's more common for us to have to go and bend your stock to be able to get your head in the right position for it.
Well, also, and I'm sure you've noticed, because I have, women are built different.
Yes, they are.
Right?
Yeah, they have things up front that men don't have.
So at times that comes in handy to be able to move that stock around a little bit then, right?
It sure does. And we do a lot more of that for women. And even in bolt-action rifles, you know, most people don't realize that women hold guns out in front of them instead of across their body.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can change just the way they hold the gun, it gives you a lot less perceived recoil, and you're going to shoot tighter, better groups.
Well, it's interesting the way you see people lean into things, but the greatest shotgun person out there on the planet, Kim Rohde, and Kim is perfectly straight up and down, which always blew me away, but she moves so well that way, you know, rotating. But she's straight up and down, where normally everybody else, the way they really lean into it.
And you notice if somebody is leaning back, it's almost guaranteed that the shotgun is too long for them.
You're right. Absolutely. Of course, I know you've always said first thing on a rifle is a trigger job. Do you do trigger jobs on shotguns?
Absolutely. You can also have, if you're really fancy, you can have release triggers.
What's a release trigger, Professor?
You actually will pull the trigger, and as the bird is flying, you go and release it, and that's when it goes off.
Aha. And those actually have been around a long time, haven't they?
They have. They drive me absolutely crazy because my finger has memory for doing it the other way.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But there's we do four or five of those a year for people who more or less want to try it out, and most of them come back and have us change it back to normal.
Out there in use in the field, some people say one thing, some people say another, some people say over, under. I love side-by-sides. It's just the romance of the side-by-sides.
Yeah,
I love them. And I personally, and though I've got a nice, you know, over and under, but I personally can't see any real big difference in use. You say, well, it's over on the side, so you're going to miss to the right or the left. Well, that's not true. What are you seeing? Are you seeing any more side-by-sides coming around?
Very few.
Uh-huh.
People who are really shooting an awful lot are going to shoot an over-under.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 101, which probably has over a million registered rounds through it.
Ooh.
And I've had to do very, very little to that gun to keep it shooting for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And if I would have had semi-autos, I don't care, Remington 1100 or one of the Berettas or Benellis, I would have worn out five guns in that period of time.
Good point.
And again, side-by-sides are, again, great. They look cool, but most people cannot shoot them anywhere nearly as well as you can an over.
Yeah, I do, because what I like the straight grip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really like the English style side by side with a straight grip. It fits my little hands better, but just something about it. Of course, also I'm up in years, you know. But I'll never forget though. I was at a live bird shoot a million years ago, and there was a guy out there kicking everybody's bottom, and he was shooting a side-by-side, a British double.
Mm-hmm.
And just amazing. But again, it's, you know, practice.
My favorite hunting gun that I use is a Fox side-by-side.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually got three of them. And for hunting, I use them all the time. But if I'm going out to shoot serious sporting clays, I grab my 101 over-under.
Right. Okay. As the clock ticks away on us, my friend. Any other suggestions on getting ready for the bird season?
Again, get out there and shoot. Spend some time, you know, shooting sporting clays or skeet. Run down to your favorite, you know, Carter's Country or American Shooting Center or whatever is close to you and shoot some guns. Get your practice in. It'll make a big difference on how many dove you hit.
There you go. And there's a lot of practice hints out there, too. Bob?
Carrie, you've been doing this a long time. How did you get into customizing firearms?
1980, I was shooting way too much. I was an engineer working for other companies. And my love of shooting too much brought me into doing gunsmithing. In 1981, I decided to start my own business doing custom guns, custom gunsmithing to support my bad habit of shooting too much and let my wife go and support everything else.
What a great story.
And so and so it goes. Anyway, thank you, my friend. Everybody remember, MG Arms, Inc. What's that website, Carrie?
MGArmsInc.com.
MGArmsInc.com. Believe me, well, I have to speak very highly of this young man because we've been friends for a long, long time. And boy, have you done a bunch of stuff for me, all of which I appreciate, my friend.
Yep, for you and for Bill and for about 5,000 other people.
There you go. All right. Well, look, you have a good day, and we'll do it again soon, okay?
All right. Sounds great. You guys have a wonderful week.
See
Thank you,
later.
Friends. We'll Thank be back you. Right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
And welcome back, Texas Outdoor News, Harold Gunn, Bob Vance, and the calendar. Okay, let's check out what's going on. Through September the 2nd, the 2024 CCA Star Tournament is going on statewide. If you're going to fish in the Gulf, friends, you have got to sign up for this thing, or you're going to regret it, because the prizes are mind-blowing. Go to ccatexas.org, all right? Through August 23rd, federal red snapper season for recreational anglers in the Gulf of Mexico. This federal for hire reef fish permits begin on June 1, will close 12:01 local time August 25. Federal water limit is two fish per day. minimum length of 16. So record your catch on the iSnapper app. For more information, visit Outdoor Annual app on the web site at Parks and Wildlife. July 25-27, 49th Port Mansfield Fishing Tournament. Catch 22 format, Port Mansfield, Bay Offshore Kayak Divisions, categories for boats, women, juniors, piggy perch, good food, good times. Go to portmansfieldchamber.com for information. July 27, Texas Gulf Coast Chapter Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Big Game Banquet in Pearland at the Knights of Columbus Hall. rmef.org for info. July 27, West Bay Slam Tournament and Fundraiser, West End Marina in Galveston, benefiting the Gary J. Lynn Foundation for the Search and Cure of Cerebral Palsy. For information, fishwestend.com, and go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 Best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember, especially with this weather we've been having, friends, Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. They have kits that include like one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source. In my house, I have them pointed toward the ceiling light in my kitchen. It keeps them charged, and they'll hold a charge 7 years. Plus, these lights can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer for 20% off any of their products. Free, same-day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com, and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free, same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
And my Hybrid Light was right by my side during the power outage. I relied on it. My wife and I relied on it moment by moment.
I relied on all the ones I had. Because I was, you know, I was a customer before they became a sponsor. So I mean, it's just great products. Anyway, remember, check our website out, TexasOutdoorNews.com. It's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can play the shows there. Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your Best in Texas Ford dealers. So whether on the water or in the field, be safe out there. So you can join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.